This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A group of farm workers is targeting ice cream maker Ben & Jerry's, known as a brand for its social responsibility, asking them to take part in a new program to ensure that the workers on Vermont dairy farms are guaranteed fair housing and decent wages. The Milk with Dignity program is an effort of the group Migrant Justice, which is dedicated to human rights and food justice. And joining us now in our VPR studios from Migrant Justice is Brendan O'Neill and Enrique Balcazar. And going forward with this interview, we will have Brendan O'Neill translating for Enrique Balcazar. I want to thank you both for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
The connection to Ben & Jerry's is that they buy much of their milk from St. Albans Cooperative. And many of the farmers who sell their milk to St. Albans use migrant labor on their farms. Enrique, tell us about just some of the difficult conditions day to day for many of these migrant workers.
Sí, creo que, como mencionaba, no hay muchos miembros.
There's many problems that our community faces. For example, we are excluded from the Vermont minimum wage. So there's also the long work hours. You work, maybe you get up at 2 or 3 a.m., work 12, 14 hours a day, and often don't have a day off, only to return to housing that is not dignified or quality housing.
So in launching the Milk with Dignity program, you're asking for guaranteed access to education for farm workers, fair housing, and an auditing program as well to make sure these conditions are being met. But how would those things come about through the Milk with Dignity program?
The Milk with Dignity program is based on the successful and well-known program called the Fair Food Program from Florida farm workers. It has five essential elements, but all of them have to do with giving voice to the farm worker and protecting their rights. The first is the standards. Farm workers have defined our definition of dignity. The second is education. Under our program, farm workers know their rights and they know what to do if their rights are violated. The third is a third party that will monitor and enforce the standards that were created. The fourth are premiums that farm workers and farmers that participate should be given something economically directly from the corporation, in this case Ben & Jerry's. But the fifth is a legally binding agreement. So in this case, it would be a legally binding agreement with Ben & Jerry's that makes all of these essential elements work under the law. We see that Ben & Jerry's has taken significant action, for example, valuing animals.
Why, though, lean on Ben & Jerry's? Why not pressure the St. Albans Cooperative itself instead, which is the entity that is working directly with farmers?
Well, because we believe that Ben & Jerry's needs to take responsibility for these conditions in their supply chain and that they have the ability to do so. They've done so to ensure that cows are treated properly with no RGBH. They've done so with cage-free chickens. They need to take responsibility. It is their role to do so.
La leche que usa para sus productos venga de fuentes justas.
Enrique, some Vermonters who are hearing this may say, I understand that you work hard, but many of you are in this country illegally. Why should we care about these demands, and why do you deserve to have these demands met?
Claro, creo que...
Well, first of all, we're an organization that defends human rights. It doesn't matter where you come from or who you are or whether you're here with permission.
Thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you.
And joining us now is Director of Social Mission at Ben & Jerry's, Rob Mihalik. And Rob, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Mitch.
Now, Migrant Justice is saying that Ben & Jerry's as a company has a long tradition of social responsibility and has the power to really take action on this issue. They want you to join their Milk with Dignity program to ensure fair wages, fair housing, and access to education for Vermont's migrant farm workers. Will Ben & Jerry's join them in that effort?
Well, in many ways, we already have. And so I think some of the public perception around this is that Ben & Jerry's may not be doing anything about this, but we are behind the scenes. We've been working on this for a long time. And so we have a program that we call, it's called Caring Dairy. And in that program, there are all sorts of indicators of what some would call sustainability. And in this case, it would be social sustainability in terms of, you know, how are the farmers doing? How are the workers doing? How are the people doing that are working in agriculture on the dairy farms that are in Vermont where we source? And in that, we're working on pieces that would work with the labor issue to make sure that conditions are safe, people are paid well, they're living in good conditions. We actually are working on a lot of what Migrant Justice is working on. We think the work that they're doing is important. They have a specific program with specific parameters, and probably 90% of those we subscribe to and are totally on board with. And then there might be one or two that are just a little bit outside of that.
We spoke with Migrant Justice about the Caring Dairy program. They say the problem with it, though, is that it's a self-assessment process, that it really doesn't have any teeth. It's voluntary. How would you respond to that?
You know, when it comes to these issues, I think what we do is we take a more holistic approach. We want to have a collaborative approach to work with all of those people in agriculture, such as the farmers, to be able to achieve standards for everybody that's working in agriculture. So I would say that a self-assessment approach and the fact that we have an assigned caring dairy manager that is out with the program and working with a cooperative, I think we have some good information and credibility that the program's working. And right now, it's working in a way where people are feeling like they're invested in collaborating on improving the standards.
Do you know how many St. Albans Cooperative member farms have gone through the voluntary caring dairy program?
It varies from time to time, but it's about 85 farms out of all the farms that are at the co-op.
Well, St. Albans Cooperative gets milk from 430 farms, and some are located in New York. There are around 800 dairy farms in Vermont, so you're saying 85 take part in this caring dairy program.
Right, and all 85 farms are a part of the St. Albans Cooperative Creamery.
If Ben & Jerry's took action on this issue and required farmers to meet certain standards as a requirement, it could make a difference for the estimated 1,500 migrant farm workers in the state. Why not just do that? Go from a more voluntary approach to a more required approach?
It's a reasonable question, but I think that the issues that we're talking about here really require a lot of people at the table. We're talking about federal policy, state policy. We're talking about farmers and the conditions that they have on their farms. We're also talking about commercial enterprises such as Ben & Jerry's and others that are dairy processors, and the advocates who are working for the workers. We need everybody at the table. It's a complex thing. There are a lot of issues associated to successful dairy farming in Vermont right now. You have advocates coming at farmers from all different angles. And so in many ways, I think some of the dairy farmers can feel like they're attacked from a variety of advocacy, and all of them are legitimate. When we're talking about the conditions for people and human beings, we all want to make sure that the human rights and the civil rights, but also just the best welfare of those workers are taken care of. But then you have, you know, people from the animal advocacy rights coming at you, and then you have people from the environmental side coming at you. And so what we think is with issues such as this and with all of these issues, and we've actually shared this with Migrant Justice, we think it's really important for all the players to sit at the table and get to programs that can work for everybody.
I'm glad you emphasized that issue of human rights. And I wonder if, you know, this question is going to deal with perception. And you've touched on this a little bit already, but, you know, Ben & Jerry's has already asked the St. Albans Cooperative to get milk that's free of RBST. That's a genetically engineered hormone. And they did. They asked for cage-free eggs. They got cage-free eggs. And the perception, perhaps, is that Ben & Jerry's, in this sense, is taking a strong and principled stand for cows, for chickens, animals, not so much for people when it comes to requiring St. Albans Cooperative to make better conditions on these farms. And how would you respond to that?
Well, we're doing it for people, too. It just may not be as visible. And maybe we need to do a better job of telling that story. But of all the farms that are working in the Caring Dairy program, we haven't seen any issues as it comes to labor. We're working with those farms. As a matter of fact, right now, we're rewriting the program. So this program has been something we've developed over the years, and we've developed it with all of the players in mind, as I was mentioning earlier. We really want to approach things in a systems-based approach where all the stakeholders that have some say or sway in that system are at the table. So the Caring Dairy Program was developed over a period of years, and then we put it in place and we scaled it up, and that took several years. So right now, we're kind of at the end of that cycle, and we've been rewriting all of the standards, including when it comes to labor and workers. And we're going to some of the experts, like the Agricultural Justice Project, which I know Migrant Justice is very familiar with, but other people that are working in the industry to make sure that the standards that we write into the Caring Dairy Program, which we'll put into place in 2016, so these will be new standards, higher standards, really take care of the workers and take care of the farmers and take care of the animal and take care of the earth as well. I mean, it's a complex system, and what we're trying to do is approach it from all angles as responsibly as we can to all the players that are involved in it.
Rob Mihalik is Director of Social Mission at Ben & Jerry's. I really want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Mitch.